in the first half. Another final was Scranton over Vassar, 72-71. And they've gone to overtime between Plattsburgh State and Castleton State. It is 65-65. And looking at that bracket, we mentioned the winner of the Carthage home game will play DePaul. The other half of that bracket, the Wisconsin-Whitewater St. Thomas winner will play the winner of the game between Wisconsin-Oshkosh and Washington University of St. Louis. And that game is at the half, and Oshkosh leads Wash U by a score of 35-25. That game being played in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So that could be a very interesting sectional next weekend. You got possibly Wash U or Oshkosh. You could have Whitewater or St. Thomas, both powerhouse programs. You got DePaul, the defending national champ, and then whoever wins this ball game, and that whoever comes out of that this game tonight will be a very tough customer in that round of 16. We'll be back with more from Kenosha, Wisconsin after this two-minute timeout. You are listening to the Mike Bobo Halftime Show and to Hope College Basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Back here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Greg Chandler with you on the Mike Bobo Halftime Show. Carthage 34, the Flying Dutch 27 at the half. We're getting close to the start of the second half of tonight's ball game. Taking a look at some other Hope College sports news. The Flying Dutchman lost their men's lacrosse game today at DePaul by a score of 8-6. Gunnar Elder, a freshman from East Grand Rapids, had a pair of goals in that contest. And Connor Miedema had 9 saves for the Flying Dutchman in that contest, Hope falling to 0-2 on the season. Last night, the Flying Dutch won in women's tennis, knocking off Wisconsin Whitewater by a score of 7-2. And they're getting close to the start of the spring trip trips for spring break trips for most of the spring sports teams, and the baseball and softball teams will be getting into action relatively soon. As we look at the second half here, I think the first 5 minutes are going to be really big for the Flying Dutch. They really cannot afford to get further behind in this ball game. Particularly playing on the road with a very enthusiastic Carthage College crowd. If Carthage continues to open up that lead, that's just going to amp up the pressure on the Flying Dutch. Not that they're not used to playing in this sort of environment, but they're going to have to keep it at least within 7, I think, in the first 5 minutes of the second half. I think it's also going to be really key for Maura McAfee to stay on the court as much as possible. McAfee missed the last 9 minutes of the first half with her two personal fouls. And when she was in there, she was a force, but she's got to stay out onto the court in this second half. The Flying Dutch huddled off to my right, and they've been behind before. They were down 18 at Calvin early in the season before coming back to beat the Knights by 7. So this is certainly not out of the question at all for the Flying Dutch. But this is an NCAA tournament game, and as you all know, you win, you move on, and you lose, your season is done. Hope will start the second half with the same five who started the ball game. It's Brittany Berry, Maura McAfee, Megan Kelly, Hannah Dole, and Anna Kaufman. And likewise, Tim Bernero will send out his starting five, Haley Stursik, Erin Quinn, Michelle Wenzel, Stephanie Kuzmanic, and Christy Schmidt. We'll see how well Carthage's starters do in terms of conditioning, because Wenzel played 19 minutes, Kuzmanic played 17 in the first half. Dole played 17 minutes for Hope, but no other Hope player played more than 13 minutes. Carthage will have the basketball, working right to left to start the second half. Kuzmanic has it in the front court, gives it up to Schmidt. Schmidt guarded by Maura McAfee. They run the backdoor play to Kuzmanic. Kuzmanic puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Kuzmanic usually is the one dealing on the back door. This time she was on the receiving end, and Megan Kelly fouled her. And she'll have a three-point play opportunity. Kuzmanic, the National Division III Academic All-America of the Year, a 4.0 student, free throw on the way, swish. And it's a 10-point Carthage lead, 37-27. Anna Kaufman brings it up for the Flying Dutch. Gives it up to Kelly. Kelly over to Dole, now to Berry. Berry inside to McAfee, stolen away. Jurcik took it away. There were three white jerseys draped around Mora. In the front court is Kuzmanek. Kuzmanek over to Schmidt. Schmidt puts it on the floor against McAfee. Cross-court feed to Kuzmanek. Kuzmanek drives in the paint. Pull-up jumper over Kelly. No good. Kaufman with the rebound. Anna Kaufman brings it into the front court. She had 8 points in the first half. Kaufman to Dole. Now to Brittany Berry. Left foul line extended. Berry to Kelly at the top of the circle. Megan penetrates. Pull-up jumper from 12. No good. Rebound McAfee. Mora puts it back up. No good. And the rebound to Carthage. Kuzmanek hauls it away. Kuzmanek comes front court. Carthage by 10 early in the second half. Kuzmanek drives around Kelly. Then around Berry to the basket. Puts it up and in. Stephanie Kuzmanek just her second basket of the ball game. And the Carthage lead now to dozen. 39-27. Kelly with it in the front court. Over to Berry. Berry looks for a cutter, hand to Dole, and Dole's fouled, and I think that's going to be on Schmidt. That's Schmidt's second personal. Not a lot of fouls in the first half. Only four free throws by Hope, two by Carthage. Kaufman to inbound, baseline right. Kaufman inbounds it to Dole. Hannah off the window, it's good. So Hannah Dole gets her first bucket of the ball game. 39-29, Carthage. 18 minutes to go. Kuzmanek in the front court, picked up by Kelly. Kuzmanek gets a screen from Schmidt. McAfee jumps out on her. Open in the corner is Schmidt for a 15-footer. Yes! Schmidt got open on the switch. 41-29, Carthage. Three straight possessions leading to points for Carthage to open the second half. Berry to Kelly in the front court. Outside to Dole. Dole on the left side, over to Berry in the corner. Brittany with a deep three. Got it! Boy, we got to get her going. Brittany Berry, her first bucket of the game. It's a three. 41-32. In the front court is Kuzmanek. Picked up by Kelly. Kuzmanek gets a screen from Wenzel. Kuzmanek drives the lane, puts it up and in. And Brian Morales has got to figure out something here because right now Carthage is attacking the basket at will. Here's Kaufman with an 8-footer. No good. Rebound Wenzel. 43-32. Carthage has the lead in the ball. Kuzmanek drives on Kelly. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound chased down by Brary. Kelly slipped there for a moment. Kaufman into the front court. Kaufman at the top of the circle, drives on the left side, drives to the basket, bump, no whistle. And her 8-footer didn't draw iron. Wenzel with the rebound. Kuzmanek in the front court. Kuzmanek throws it over the head of Sturzik, and Sturzik has to save it near half court. Sturzik over to Schmidt between the circles, down to the 10 on the shot clock. Schmidt. Outside to Sturzik. Sturzik can't pull the trigger on three. Down to four. Down to three. Sturzik drives toward the basket. Bounce pass underneath. Sturzik drew a double team. A perfect bounce pass to Schmidt. And it's a 13-point lead for the Lady Reds. And Brian Morales has seen enough. Hope College calls time. 16-14 left. It is Carthage 45. The Flying Dutch 32. And the Lady Reds have hit five of their first seven shots to open this second half. And right now, everything is going the way of the Lady Reds. And Brian Morehouse has to find out some type of defense to try to counteract this Carthage offense. Wenzel hasn't scored yet in the second half, but Kuzmanek has picked it up. So has Christy Schmidt. And we told you this was a good team. You have three players averaging in double figures, two others around 8-9 points a ball game, and they all could score on this team. The Flying Dutch break out of the huddle. And looks like they haven't made any changes in the lineup. They still have the same starting five out there. McAfee will inbound it for the Flying Dutch. Coffin gets the inbounds. Hope needs to get on a roll here. Coffin gets a double screen at the top of the circle. Coffin to Berry at the top. Brittany puts it on the floor. Nearly lost it. Coffin gets it back, though. Coffin tries to penetrate. Now to Hannah Dahl. Dahl looks for someone. Gets it over to Coffin. Coffin loses the basketball. And Coffin picks it up. They got to get a shot off. Down to four. Down to three. Coffin penetrates. Bumps. Oh, they got to call a foul on that. Coffin got bumped and missed badly on her shot. Kuzmanic comes front court for Carthage. Setting a screen is Wenzel. Kuzmanic in the front court. Over to Aaron Quinn. Quinn being guarded by Berry. Now at the top is Wenzel. They need underneath to Schmidt, and Schmidt is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Anna Kaufman, her first. And Christy Schmidt will go to the free throw line. And we'll take another timeout here. This timeout presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For Natural Foods to snack healthy before and after the game. 45-32 Carthage, 15-27 left to go. The winner will move on to play defending national champion DePaul, who beat Transylvania tonight in a second-round game down in Indiana. The official attendance for tonight's game, 1,250 of the official attendance, presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. The Hope took a timeout a moment ago, and then we just got our media timeout here. But the one thing Carthage has been able to do consistently well tonight is get to the basket. And they've run some pick and rolls, they've run some backdoor plays, and they have done that about as well as anybody that has played against Hope this year. Schmidt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Schmidt, a 72% free throw shooter. She's been in the line 144 times this season, the most of any Carthage player. First free throw on the way. Good. Elizabeth Perkins will come in for Brittany Berry for the Flying Dutch. And Mandy Traversa will check in for Hannah Dole. One more for Schmidt. Schmidt, a second-team All-CCIW selection, makes the second. 47-32 Carthage. 15-22 left. Coffman gets a double screen at the top of the circle. Leaves it for Megan Kelly. Now to Perkins. Elizabeth Perkins on the dribble. Looks for someone. Can't find anybody. Carthage is doing a good job of taking away the cutters. Here's Kelly trying to penetrate out to McAfee. Moore from 17. Short. Kelly with the offensive board. Kelly back outside to Coffman. Hope resets. Coffman on the dribble. Tries to drive the lane. Dishes underneath to McAfee, and Morris fouls. Good job by Coffman to break down the D with her dribble penetration and dish off underneath to McAfee. And the foul is on Schmidt, her third. And Tim Bernero is going to get Alexis Hahn off the bench to replace Schmidt. McAfee's first free throw is good. That's nine for Mora. McAfee with one more, and she makes. She's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. 47-34 Carthage, 14:50 left. In the front court is Kuzmanic, gives it up to Quinn. Quinn back outside to Kuzmanic. He's swinging around to Sturcic. Ball tipped, but it comes out to Kuzmanic at the top. Underneath to Hahn. Hahn shot blocked by McAfee. And the ball goes off Perkins out of bounds. McAfee blocked the shot from behind and avoided picking up the foul. Carthage has it with 11 to shoot. Hahn to trigger. Sends it way back outside to Quinn. Quinn guarded by Perkins. Down to 8. Quinn penetrates. An 8-foot runner on the back of the iron, and it drops in. 7 for Aaron Quinn, 49-34 Carthage. Kaufman has it front court. A double screen set by the Flying Dutch. Kaufman drives right side, spins to the hole, puts it up, missed it. Rebound battle for it's loose. And picking it up is Wenzel. Here's Kuzmanic front court. Kuzmanic to Hahn, back outside to Kuzmanic. They swing it over to Sturcic. Now Quinn with it. Quinn's got Sturcic open on the left side, and we get a travel. So the turnover gives it back to the Flying Dutch. Casey Kleiner back in for the Lady Reds. Coffin brings it up for the Flying Dutch. She's a senior from Davenport, Iowa. To Kelly, to Traversa. Now to Coffin, right side. Coffin wants McAfee. Pass tipped away, comes right back to Coffin. Now left side is Perkins. Perkins, pull-up jumper from 15. Got it! Elizabeth Perkins, the freshman from Lansing Christian, her first bucket of the ball game. 49-36. Carthage with the ball and the lead. Kuzmanic to Quinn. Back outside to Kuzmanic, top of the circle. Hope's gone to a 2-3 zone. They gave Wisconsin Lutheran problems. Here's Kuzmanic for three. No good. McAfee with the rebound. Ahead to Kaufman. Kaufman into the front court. Leaves it for McAfee. Now to Traversa. Perkins has it on the left side now. Perkins, step back, three-pointer. No good. Rebound battle. Battle for and Hahn comes away with it. Kuzmanic into the front court. Over to Quinn. Back to Kuzmanic. Now to Kleiner. They reverse it back around. Pass comes to the free throw line to Wenzel underneath. Wenzel shot underneath. No good. Rebound McAfee. Here comes Hope. Kaufman stops right side. Anna for three. Yes! Anna Kaufman, her third triple of the night. And the Hope fans start to make a little noise. It's 49-39. The Dutch within 10. Tick down toward 12 minutes to go. Kleiner front court. Over to Quinn. Quinn on the dribble right side. Hope still in the 2-3 zone. Kuzmanic will shoot over the zone. This time she got it. Stephanie Kuzmanic, a triple from the top. She has 10 points this half, 12 for the game. 52-39 Carthage. Kaufman with it left side. Over to Traversa. Mandy will try a three. Yes! Mandy Traversa triples from the top. 52-42. Carthage by 10. Kuzmanic in the front court. Hope in the zone. 2-3 zone. Here's Wenzel with it. Cross-court feed from Quinn to Kleiner. And the pass kicked out of bounds by Kelly. It'll stay Carthage basketball. Hannah Dole back in for Hope along with Melissa LaRue. And we're going to get a timeout, 11:36 to play. It is Carthage 52, Hope College 42. Updating you on that game, and in St. Louis, Calvin has opened up a 10-point lead against Wash U. It is the Knights 52 and Wash U 42. Austin Parks with 16, Jordan Brink 13 for Calvin. And Wash U put up over 100 last night against Wilmington, so this is a bit of a surprise here. Calvin leading at Wash U. And just a surprise to a lot of folks here, Hope trailing by 10. But Carthage ranked number 9 in the nation, according to D3Hoops.com. This is a very, very good team. They lost their season opener to Ohio Northern, a team that was in the tournament. They also lost to Illinois, or rather to Coke College at home, 78-66, and had a loss at Illinois Wesleyan, 69-57. That was their last loss back on February 15th. For the Dutch right now, it is Dole, Kelly, LaRue, Perkins, and Traversa. Carthage with the basketball, 15 on the shot clock. Inbounds comes to Kuzmanic. Kuzmanic gets a screen from Schmidt. Kuzmanic back to Schmidt, who's back in the ball game. She has three personal fouls. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Back to Kuzmanic, down to 5. Kuzmanic along the baseline is Wenzel. Wenzel puts it up, no good. Dole with the rebound. Now, if Hope can get inside a 10 here, that would be big. Perkins has it left side to Traversa. Mandy with a three over the top. It's good! Melissa LaRue sets the screen, and Mandy Traversa, her second straight triple. Hope on an 8-0 run. They cut the Carthage lead to 7. 52-45, 10-55 to play. Here's a drive, and an offensive foul on Kuzmanic. Megan Kelly took the charge. And now the Carthage fans voice their displeasure. The Flying Dutch fans making some noise. And Haley Sturcek gets back in the ball game, and she holds her arms down saying, calm down, everything's okay. She's a senior. Melissa LaRue brings it up for Hope. Over to Traversa. Now Kelly with it. Kelly to Traversa. And now they got somebody on Mandy Traversa. Traversa drives left side to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Wenzel. Well defended that time by Kuzmanic. And Kuzmanic's got the basketball right now. Carthage by 7 and with it. Kuzmanic in the corner to Sturcek. Sturcek being guarded closely by Perkins. Sturcek drives to the hole, and she's fouled by Perkins. And Sturcek. I was going to say if this was a shooting foul or not. It is going to be a shooting foul. Sturcek's only been in the line 12 times the entire season. That's what happens when you shoot 172 threes. She's 8 for 12 at the line. McAfee waits to check in for the Flying Dutch. The first free throw, the front, the back, and the bottom. McAfee in for Traversa for the Flying Dutch. And now Mandy provides some instant offense there with a couple of threes. One more for Sturcek. From out of Marist High School in Chicago, she makes them both. So that ends the 8-point Hope College run. 54-45 Carthage, 10-15 to play. McAfee has it at the top for Hope over to LaRue. Melissa LaRue looks for someone to pass it, now puts it on the floor. LaRue spins, dishes off. Dole for three, no good. Long rebound, Wenzel. Now, Wenzel's been a rebounding machine tonight. Kuzmanic will walk it slowly into the front court. Kuzmanic looks for a cutter. Can't find anybody. We'll leave it now for Sturcek. And we get a whistle, and this might be on McAfee. And Ryan Morrow says, you're kidding. Check that. That foul is on Perkins. That's her third. And Brian Morehouse tells Elizabeth, hey, don't worry about it. With it is Quinn. Quinn looks for a cutter, can't find anybody. Hope taking away the passing lanes right now. Quinn's in trouble, and Tim Burnell is going to have to take a timeout. Otherwise, that would have been a five-second call. 9:34 to play. It is Carthage 54, the Flying Dutch 45. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Carthage shooting 49% from the field, 21 of 43. The Flying Dutch 16 of 46 for 35%. Rebounding, Carthage has closed the gap a little bit on Hope. Hope still leads in the rebounding category, 29 to 25. Hope has done a better job taking care of the ball in the second half. Just one turnover after 10 miscues in the first half. Carthage has 8 total turnovers. Now, timeout is over. Carthage has it in the front court. Brittany Berry has checked back in for Hope. Inbounds comes to Kuzmanic. Kuzmanic on the dribble, left side, drives to the baseline, cut off, passes over to Wenzel. Wenzel with the free throw line. Wenzel guarded by Dole. Now Quinn has the ball out the way, stolen by LaRue. Melissa with the reach in. Here's LaRue driving toward the basket, and we're going to get a foul call against Haley Sturcek. And Melissa LaRue did a smart thing there. She took the ball right at Sturcek as she was moving and bumped into her and drew the foul. Hope will inbound baseline right. Sturcek to inbound it. Or rather, LaRue, and LaRue's pass hits the backboard underneath, and Wenzel took it away. Bad pass by LaRue. Here's Kuzmanek. Kuzmanek, foul line jumper off the back of the iron. No, oh, that's Dole had a block out. Wenzel was over the back. They didn't call it. LaRue in the front court for Hope. Gives it up to Kelly. Now to Dole. To Brittany Berry, right side. Berry to Dole. LaRue to Berry. Brittany puts it on the floor. Drives the lane. A 10-foot runner. She got it. And she's fouled. Brittany Berry, the senior from Grand Rapids Catholic Central. They took away the three, so she drove the lane, put the runner in, and she was fouled. Kuzmanek on the foul. Berry, the three-point play is good. And Hope is within six. 54-48. They were down by 15 a few minutes ago. Kuzmanek has it on the front court for the Lady Reds. Guarded by Kelly. Here's a pass stolen by Dole. And the Flying Dutch getting active on defense in the second half. LaRue has it front court. We tick down toward 8 minutes left. Berry, right side. Brittany, three ball. Yes! Brittany Berry, the triple. And Tampanero wants time. The Flying Dutch have picked themselves up off the mat. They come from 15 down. They are within three. Carthage 54, the Flying Dutch 51, 8:15 left. It was 47-32 Carthage with 15 minutes remaining. And the Flying Dutch have come back, and it was largely the reserves that started this comeback. Traversa hitting a couple of threes. LaRue's done a remarkable job running the offense and made a couple of big defensive plays. And now the rest of the team is picking it up, and Brittany Berry is coming alive. Well, this is too good of a team to just let the season get away like that. Hope still has some work to do, but they have made this a competitive ball game at 54-51. The Flying Dutch come out. It's Hoffman, McAfee, Kelly, Dole, and Berry. Stephanie Kuzmanek brings it up for Carthage. And we had an inadvertent buzzer. How do you like that? So we get to do it again. The winner gets a date with defending national champion DePaul next weekend. In the front court is Kuzmanek. Kelly is on her. Kuzmanek dribbling. Hope doing a good job of taking away the passing lane. Kuzmanek still dribbling. Now goes to the baseline, puts the shot up, and gone. Now Kuzmanek did that all by herself that time. Kuzmanek with 12 in the second half, 14 for the game. The two-time CCIW Player of the Year. 56-51 Carthage. Hoffman front court. Hoffman drives right side to the basket. Puts it up. No good. McAfee. Oh, McAfee got knocked to the deck. No foul. McAfee had her shot blocked. She got knocked to the deck. Kuzmanek in the front court. Kuzmanek over to Wenzel. Wenzel had that last block. Here's Wenzel. Oh, that's going to be a charge. Oh, my. They call a blocking foul on Berry. She tried to take the charge. She got there a half second too late. That's Brittany's first. Five team fouls on Hulk. Wenzel will shoot two. Wenzel, a 59% free throw shooter. All net on that first free throw. Michelle Wenzel with 13 points. Second one. In and out, no good. Putt was halfway down and popped out. 57-51 Carthage, 7:16 to go. Berry to Hannah Dole, now to Kaufman. Kaufman back to Dole, between the rings, over to Berry. Berry being guarded by Kuzmanek. And we get a whistle, and we get a foul away from the basketball. Hannah Dole was called for setting an illegal screen. She'll check out. Mandy Traversa comes in. 7:08 to play. Carthage with the ball, leading by six. Kuzmanic brings it in the front court, picked up by Kelly. Kuzmanic will drive to the basket, puts the shot off the window, no good. Put back up, no good. Wenzel with the offensive board. Puts the shot up, blocked by McAfee, but a foul call. I think McAfee got a piece of the wrist. Carson's doing a good job of crashing the glass. Mora picked up her third foul with 6:52 left. Wenzel back at the line, 1-2 a moment ago. Second, first free throw is good. Wenzel and Kuzmanic each with 14. Schmidt has 10 for Carthage. McAfee has 10 for the Flying Dutch. Wenzel hits them both. So Carthage has scored the last 5 points and built the lead back up to 8, 59-51, 6:45 left. Hoffman at the top of the circle. Over to Mandy Traversa. Traversa helped start this whole rally with a couple of threes. Kelly with it. We get a whistle down low, and we're going to get a Carthage foul. Casey Kleiner picks up her third. At 16 fouls on Carthage. Hope just picked up his seventh. So both teams are in the bonus. Coffin to inbound it, baseline right. Has trouble getting it inbound. Finally does so to Kelly. Megan holds the ball. Head now puts it on the floor and leaves it outside for Coffin. 6:28 left. Hope is down 8. Kelly on the dribble. The fans here at Carville Arena make noise. Kelly over to Traversa. Mandy drives away. Outside McAfee. Mora from 17. She got it. McAfee with the jumper from the outside. She has an oven. 59-53, Carthage. Kuzmanic brings it up against Kelly. Over to Schmidt. Schmidt drives on McAfee. Back outside Sturson. Can't pull the trigger on the three. Sturson now penetrates. Bounce pass. Over to Wenzel. Now Kleiner for three. Got it. Casey Kleiner with a triple. And Carthage is back up by 9. 62-53. Perry has it in the front court. Traversa for three, no good. Long rebound, comes out to Carthage. 5:30 left, the Lady Reds up by 9. Carthage is 6 of 8 from three-point range tonight. 75%, unbelievable. Here's Kleiner with it. She hit the last three. She drives to the baseline, pass underneath. Kelly got the steal, but her foot, she slipped and her foot landed on the baseline. Hannah Dole will come in for Hope. Traversa will sit. 5:16 left. Carthage will inbound baseline left. Inbound pass comes to Schmidt. Schmidt drives on Maggie. Spins the hole. Puts the shot up too strong. McAfee with the rebound. The Carthage fans want a foul. Coffin into the front court. Dishes off left side. Berry wide open for three. Count it! Brittany Berry with a triple. And Berry all of a sudden with a dozen. All of them this half. 62-56. Hope within six. Under 5 minutes to play. With it in the front court is Kuzmanic. Down low to Schmidt. Schmidt to the hole. Puts up and it's good. 64-56. Dole with it front court to Coffin. Coffin on the dribble. We'll back it out. Coffin dribbles on the right side. Dole sets the screen for Coffin. Coffin to McAfee. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Kelly drives toward the baseline. Goes inside. Shot clock out of bounds. Michelle Wenzel swatting it out of bounds. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Hope will maintain the possession. And the Carthage fans chant, you got swatted. Kelly to inbound it. Berry got tripped. McAfee has to chase it down in the backcourt. Hope's got to hurry. Coffin doesn't see the time. 2 seconds, 1 second. Coffin for three, missed it. Hulk didn't recognize how much time there was on the shot clock. So Carthage with the rebound. 4 minutes left. They're up by 8. Kuzmanic to Alexis Hahn. Right foul line. Down low. Shot underneath. Up they Nice job by Wenzel. Wenzel with 17. And Carson leads by 10 with under 4 left. And we get a whistle as Kaufman drives, and Karzic wanted an offensive foul, but they called the block on Casey Kleiner. And we're going to get a timeout with 3:46 left to go. Hope came into the ballgame, one of three undefeated teams in Division III. They are in serious danger of being the first of the three to be knocked out of the tournament. It is Karzic 66, the Flying Dutch 56. This timeout presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack on before and after the game. Let's set the situation for you. Both teams are in the bonus. Timeouts left, Holt 3, Karzic 2. The Flying Dutch has the possession arrow. Again, Karzic doing a great job shooting tonight. 49% from the field, 75% on 3, 6 out of 8. Hope actually has 4 threes. They now have 10 out of 21. And in the second half, Hope is 6 of 9 from 3-point range. But every time Hope has been able to make a charge, Karzic has responded. Barry and McAfee with 12. Kaufman with 11 for the Flying Dutch. And for Karzic, Michelle Wenzel, 17 points, 12 rebounds. Kuzmanic has 14 points, and Schmidt has a dozen. Kaufman will shoot two for the Flying Dutch, try to get him within 8. Kaufman's first free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound by Kuzmanic. 3:40 to go. Karzic with the ball, up by 10. Kuzmanic drives over to Hahn. Hahn traveled with it. Hahn did a little shake and bake and before putting the ball on the floor, and she traveled with it. So Hope gets the basketball, but time running out on the Flying Dutch. Kaufman into the front court. Gives it up to Barry. Barry gets the screen from McAfee. Barry to Dole. Back to Barry. Brittany can't pull the trigger on the deep three. Barry drives the lane, and we get a whistle. Kuzmanic's going to get a foul called on her. That'll be her third. So Brittany Barry will shoot a 1-1 with 3:21 left. Barry's first free throw, swish. 66-57, Karzic. Barry with 13. All of them this half. She's an 87% free throw shooter. She makes them both. 66-58. Kuzmanic will bring it up. Karzic looks for Karzic to work some block here. Kuzmanic in the front court. Kuzmanic airmails it out of bounds. She threw that one to no one in particular. I think she wanted to get the ball over to Kleiner, but Casey had left the spot that she was passing the ball to. So the Flying Dutch force a turnover. Kaufman front court. Kaufman to Dole. Dole to Barry. Barry tries to penetrate. In the lane. Barry to the hole. Scoop shot underneath. No good. Rebound left loose. It's still on the floor. And the Lady Reds come away with it. Kuzmanic has it. 2:45 left. Kuzmanic pull-up jumper. No good. Wenzel with the offensive rebound. And the Lady Reds will reset. Hope needed to get that rebound. Kuzmanic being guarded closely by Kelly. 2:35 left. Oh my God. Kaufman got knocked to the deck. Nobody saw it. Here's Kleiner left side for a three. It's good. Karzic's 7th three-pointer in 9 attempts tonight. 69-58. Barry has the top of the circle for Hook. 2:09 left. Brittany will try a three. No good. Long rebound. And Dole swats the basketball off. Hahn out of bounds. Hope will get it back with 2:03 left. In for the first time for Karzic is Brittany Smith. Kaufman to McAfee. McAfee off the window. It's good. 14 for Mora. 69-60 Karzic. 1:50 left. Kuzmanic on the slow walk into the front court. Kuzmanic will take it right down downtown Kenosha and score. She lost Kelly and nobody cut her off. Kuzmanic with 16, 71-60 Carthage. Kelly with it. Megan will launch a three. Got it. 71-63, and Brian Morehouse will take time with 1:27 left. It is Carthage 71, the Flying Dutch 63. And Brian Morehouse needs to pull something out of his hat right now. Pope is down 8. Carthage will have the basketball out of the timeout. And boy, Carthage has just been deadly from outside tonight. And that last one, that last three there by Casey Kleiner was a dagger. Carthage shooting 50% from the game, Pope 38%. The Flying Dutch have out-rebounded Carthage 34-31. In St. Louis, 5 minutes left to go. It is Calvin 66, Wash U 58. The Knights have led by as many as 14 in the second half. And now the Carthage Pep Band does the chant that we've heard a lot from Calvin College over the years, the I Believe We Will Win cheer chant. And right now, the Lady Reds are sitting in pretty good shape right now. The Lady Reds are on their longest winning streak in school history. In 2012, Carthage got to the sectional final. In 2010, they got to the Sweet 16. That has been their history as a program. Schmidt has it at the top of the circle. Hope swarming after the basketball. Sturzik has it now. 1:15 left. Now Kleiner with it. Kleiner in the corner as Carthage plays keep away. Sturzik with it now. Sturzik tries to penetrate. Back outside to Kleiner. Down to 9 on the shot clock. And Barry knocks it away, but it comes right back to Kuzmanic. Kuzmanic to Wenzel. Wenzel drives to the basket. Shot clock by McAfee. 57 seconds left. Here comes Hope. They're down 8. Coffin drives to the basket. Coffin needs someone to get rid of the basketball to. To McAfee. Now to Barry. Kuzmanic all over Britain. Here's Barry driving to the basket. Shoot shot underneath. Puts it up. She's fouled. Now, Michelle Kuzmanic would not let Brittany Barry let go with the three, so Brittany took it to the basket, and she got fouled. Barry will shoot two with 41.9 seconds left, trying to pull Hope within 6. Barry, the senior, first free throw, gets the front of the rim and gets the friendly roll. She has 15, all of them this half. One more to make it a two-possession game. Barry fires. Got it. And Brian Morehouse will take a timeout. Carthage 71, Hope 65, 41.9 seconds left.
It's a 30-second timeout.
Hope is still at 17 fouls, so any foul would be a 1-1 situation. Carthage's next foul would be their 10th, which would put them in the double bonus. And Hope needs to force a turnover or foul quickly and hope for Carthage to miss. But Carthage has been, they've been solid tonight at the line. They're 10 out of 11. The Dutch come out with Dole, McAfee, Kelly, Coffin, and Elizabeth Perkins, who just checked in. Inbound pass comes to Kuzmanic, and Kuzmanic is fouled in the backcourt. Dole and Kelly were in the area. That's Hannah Dole's second foul. Barry comes back in for the Flying Dutch.
Kuzmanic the line, the 1-1.
At the line is Kuzmanic. Stephanie Kuzmanic, the two-time CCIW Player of the Year, a 79% free throw shooter. If she makes one, this makes it a three-possession ball game. Free throw on the way. No good. But Quinn got the rebound, and she's fouled. Oh, my goodness. Kuzmanic with a miss. But Wenzel, as she has done all night, got the rebound. So Wenzel now with a 1-1, with 36.7 seconds left. She misses the free throw. McAfee with the board. Hope still has a pulse. Here's Kaufman with it. Kaufman knocks over Kleiner, and Kleiner's going to get a blocking foul called on her. 30.4 seconds left, and Casey Kleiner fouls out of the ballgame. She had 11 points, but she had a couple of big threes tonight. Autumn Anderson gets ready to check in for Hope, and Anderson has one responsibility, and that's the foul. McAfee checks out. Kaufman with two free throws. First free throw for Anna. Swish. 71-66 Carthage. One more to make it a four-point game. Kaufman second. Got it. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutch. Kuzmani gets the inbounds, and she's knocked to the deck by Dole. So Hannah picks up her third. 28.8 seconds left, and Kuzmanic will go back to the free throw line. She missed the front end of a 1-1 a moment ago. Four Carthage players in double figures. Kuzmanic has 16. A couple of subs wait at the scorer's table. Kuzmanic fires. Missed it. It's a two-shot foul because that's the 10th foul on Hope. Kuzmanic's missed two in a row. McAfee in for Hope and Barry. So Kuzmanic can make it a five-point ball game. Kuzmanic fires. Missed them both. Goal with the rebound. Ahead to Kaufman. 25 seconds left. Hope is down four. Kaufman drives left side. Kaufman underneath, puts the shot up, no good. Kaufman gets her own board, though, moves the basketball. It was taken away by Christy Schmidt, but then Schmidt was called for traveling. So Hope gets it back with 16.9 seconds left. Megan Kelly will inbound underneath. Hope's got to score quickly. Inbound to McAfee. Hold everything. Brian Morehouse took a timeout before they could get the inbounds going. So that leaves Hope with one timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Check that is Hope's last timeout. They cannot stop the clock now. It is Carthage 71, the Flying Dutch 67. Hope trying valiantly to rally back. They were down 15 earlier this half. They got it down to 5. Carthage bumped it up to 11 with 3 minutes left. And then Hope has taken advantage of some missed free throws. And they're down 4 with a chance to pull closer. But they got to score quickly. Out of the timeout. Brittany Berry will inbound it. Berry, looks for someone to pop open. Barry bounces it off of Carthage's defender, but the Lady Reds take it away. Here's Wenzel ahead of the pack, and Wenzel's going to be fouled by Kelly. Brittany Barry was trying to do the old bounce the ball off the defender's back play, and it backfired. So with 9.5 seconds left, Michelle Wenzel at the free throw line. And she could ice it here. First free throw, win. 72-67 Carthage. Missed them both. Or in fact, they missed the second. Here comes Hope. 7 seconds left. Kaufman in the front court. Down to 5. Kaufman will launch a 3. It's an air ball. And time runs out. And the Lady Reds of Carthage have upset the Flying Ducks. Hope College suffers its first loss of the season at the hands of the Lady Reds of Carthage tonight. The final score, Carthage 72, Hope College 67. And the Flying Ducks end their season with a record of 28 wins and one loss. And the Carthage fans on their feet, and the students rush the court. And a well-deserved celebration. This might be the biggest victory that the Lady Reds have ever had in the history of their program. Again, they got to the Elite Eight back in 2010, and the way they played tonight, this is a team that could very well end up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin for the Final Four in a couple of weeks. So Carthage will move on to play DePaul next weekend. Site location to be determined by the NCAA. We'll send it back to the studio for a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have our Crown Motors postgame show. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Back here at Carvel Arena on the campus of Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Greg Chandler with you, and a big celebration taking place, and well-deserved. The Carthage Lady Reds upset the Flying Dutch of Hope tonight, handing Hope its first loss of the season and ending the Flying Dutch's season with a 72-67 victory. And Hope led 2-0 early in the ball game, but they didn't lead much after that. Carthage got the lead at about the two-minute mark, and they never trailed after that, as they, time and again, were able to either attack the basket and score or step outside and hit the three-point shot, and they were just terrific tonight. Carthage hit 7 three-pointers on 9 attempts for 78%. Just an unbelievable shooting display by the Lady Reds, and they will move on to play defending national champion DePaul in the Sweet 16 next weekend. This postgame show brought to you by Carl Motors in Holland. And Hope was down 15 early in the second half at 52-47-32, and again at 52-37. But then the Dutch started to rally. Mandy's reversa hit a couple of three-pointers during an 8-0 run that got Hope within 7 at 52-45. Hope pulled even closer at 54-51 with 8:15 remaining. But then Carthage righted the ship. They scored the next 5 points and then eventually stretched the lead back out to 11 at 71-60 with about 3 minutes to go. Hope made another desperate run and got down to 4 and had an opportunity to pull even closer, but committed a costly turnover with 15 seconds left. And then Michelle Wenzel hit 1 of 2 free throws to make the final score 72-67. We usually have Dean Morehouse join us on our Crown Motors postgame show. I'm not sure if he'll be able to join us tonight, but a lot of disappointed Hope College players right now in that locker room. And definitely a lot of disappointed Hope College fans as well. This has been a great season for Hope. A year in which Hope has really overcome a lot of adversity. They had to overcome season-ending knee injuries to two starters, Rebecca Lawrence, who was at the time one of the leaders in the MIAA in scoring and rebounding, as well as freshman Angelique Gaddy, who was doing a terrific job at the point guard position. But Hope carried on and ran the table in league play and entered the NCAA tournament as 1 of 3 unbeaten. Well, that list of three is now down to 2. Thomas Moore won tonight, and Farley Dickinson Forum also won tonight. They are moving on to the Sweet 16, but the Flying Dutch see their season come to an end. We'll take one more break here. Hopefully we'll have Dean Morehouse join us on the Crown Motors postgame show, and we'll go over all the stats from the contest as well. Again, Carthage wins it over Hope, 72-67. Let's take a final timeout, Lindsay Michaels. You're listening to high school or Hope College basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Man and 92.7TheMan.com. Greg Chandler with you back here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Carthage defeated the Flying Dutch tonight, 72-67. This is the Crown Motors postgame show, and joining us is Hope assistant coach Dean Morehouse. And Dean, it's always tough when the season comes to an end, you know, particularly, you know, earlier than maybe expected. But we talked at the top of the broadcast about how good Carthage was offensively, and you thought that you needed to establish that defense against Carthage. Seems like Carthage's offense got the better tonight.
Well, they're a good offensive team. In fact, they're a much better offensive team than a defensive team. We didn't shoot the ball terrific. We shot about 36%, but that's, you know, and they shot 49%, which is about what they've been shooting. But they get to the ball to the rim a lot on layups. But I couldn't be any prouder of our team. As Mo was talking in the locker room afterwards, you know, if you measure this whole thing, that the only thing that would make success would be winning the national championship. If that's the way you look at it, then you're going to fail quite often. But if you look at our season, the way it's been, how we persevered and been so resilient, and we had more injuries tonight that nobody knows about that, you know, don't have to be brought up. But Mac was about, I'd say she's about 75%, you know. But she still got 14 points and 16 rebounds. They got a double-double on one leg. But, you know, she played well, and there were some other things going on that people, you know, just to make a difference. That happens. That's what sports are about.
Right.
But I was just very proud of them. All the coaching staff was proud. They should be proud of themselves. 28-1, yeah, maybe you go one more game. Maybe you go two. Maybe you go four. I don't know. But if you measure success on quality, and maybe not quantity, I think that's what we're about, and we had a great season, great season.
Absolutely, and I alluded to before you came up here about the adversity that your team played through, losing Rebecca Lawrence, who arguably probably would have been an all-league player this year, the way she was playing, and then Angelique Gaddy, who was playing so well at the point for your team, goes down with a similar injury, and they'll both be back next year. That's the good news. But, I mean, you had to, you know, plug some additional parts in there, you know, and we talked about it last night about, you know, Anna Kaufman and Melissa LaRue did a great job during the stretch run at the point position, and, you know, Hannah Dole played so well in both of the games this weekend.
And I think that's a tribute to our program and to our institution, to Hope College, that we attract, you know, great students that happen to be basketball players. And, you know, the ability of those kids to step in, like you just said, and take over. And, you know, we could keep on going. If somebody else got injured or foul trouble, there would be somebody else. I think as you were talking, I hadn't thought about this in a long, long time, but think back to the end of last year and who we graduated. We graduated, coming into this season, we graduated four seniors.
Right.
Three of them were starters.
Uh-huh.
Courtney Cuss was first-team all-conference.
Right.
Liz Ellis, first-team all-conference.
Defensive player of the year.
Player of the year. Meredith Kuschmal, who had been injured for us the last year or so. And Ashley Bowman came off the bench. There are four of your top six or seven players that were not coming back. So we started out with some nucleus, you know, of kids. You know, and then went from there. And to you know, if somebody would have said, hey, you're going to be 28? No, I said, yeah, okay, we'll take that right now. But the character of this team was shown even tonight as we got down by 10 points and came back, got it back to three or four or whatever, and they made a little run, got up on it, came back and did it again.
And even when Carthage was up 11 with under 3 minutes to go, you still had one late run, and you had an opportunity to pull within two with about 15 seconds left. You know, an unfortunate turnover, but, the team never quit.
No, it doesn't quit.
They never gave up.
Nope, they didn't quit, and we were down to a two-possession game a number of times and a one-possession game. So, you know, there isn't any quit in this team at all. You know, it's kind of trite to say I'm very proud of them, or we all are very proud of them, and I hope should be proud of them also. But they played as well as they could under the circumstances tonight, and you know, we just kind of ran out of gas, I think. You know, came up again. When you get to this point in the season, you're going to run into some of the best teams in the country. And there are only 32 teams playing tonight out of 400 and some odd programs in Division III. And I don't care which one of those 32 you play, they're going to be pretty good.
Right, absolutely. And Carthage is really good. And I think that's going to be an interesting game when they play DePaul next weekend.
Well, I don't think DePaul, you know, will have any advantage over these guys, and then they got Wash U and that sectional also. So it's a great tournament and always tough teams.
Well, talk a little bit about the four seniors. Brittany Berry had a tough start again tonight, but boy, she got it going in the second half. And Megan Kelly, who has just been so solid, so consistent all the year. Anna Kaufman, who stepped in at the starting point guard position after Gaddy's injury. And then Kelsey Masseron, who came off and gave you minutes tonight.
Yeah. They all played a great role. But even better than that, you know, all 15 of these players are great teammates. And our four seniors led us all year long. They didn't lead us in scoring necessarily. They didn't lead us in whatever category. But, you know, Kelsey Masseron played her heart out all year long for 4 years. Never, you know, complained at all. Got her chance this year to play a little bit more with some injuries. You know, as you said, somebody stepped up. She was coming off the bench for us early on for when Mac would need a break and come in like that. And, of course, Megan Kelly has been a standard for ever since. People don't realize we had three players playing prominent roles that played on our JV team for a year. These were not four-star players that people thought, you know, were going to walk in and take over the world. They were good, no doubt about it. But they played in our gym. Melissa LaRue and Megan Kelly and who am I missing here? Anna Kaufman. All three of them, you know, played prominent roles tonight. They played 1 year on our JV team. That's how good this program is. And
wow.
to be able to come in and do the things that they did. But, yeah, our four seniors have been great. We're looking forward to next year. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we got a good team coming back. And you mentioned with Rebecca Lawrence coming back, you know, as well as could possibly be, and Angelique Gaddy. And we built some other parts, you know, that played this year that are coming back. And so I think we're still going to be a viable situation next year. And I hope that, you know, people will, you know, speak out with these kids and talk to them and not so much remember this game, but how well they did all year long.
Dean, as always, thanks for coming up and joining us after the game. Always love talking to you before and after the games. I know Ron and Ann enjoy do the interviews with you as well, and we look forward to having you back next year.
Well, I think it's so great that you guys come around and do this, and you came down here by yourself, and the station sent somebody down to cover the game as well as it was streamed also, but to do that and then have some of our home games and away games a little bit on the road. But the fans here tonight, we had a tremendous cheering section, you know, came down tonight to the game. So we have great fans, and now the kids are coming out of the locker room to see their parents and so on and the other people that are here. So they're very appreciative. But thank you so much for what you've done to help our program, and go Hope.
Thank you, Dean. Dean Morehouse, Hope College assistant coach, joining us here on the Crown Motors postgame show. And the Flying Dutch have come out of the locker room, and all the parents are here, and they applauded, and lots of hugs being hugged, exchanged right now, a few tears being shed, no doubt. And as Coach Dean Morehouse said, this team has a lot to be proud of, to go 28-1 despite the injuries, despite the adversity, and to do what they've done, you know, and you know, it just really is a tribute to Brian Morehouse and his staff and all the student athletes that participate in that program. And Brian has had this going on for now close to 20 years. And, boy, he has turned this program into a program that is one of the elite national programs in Division III women's basketball. Updating you on – let's take a look at the stats from tonight's ballgame. First of all, Carthage, we told you at the top of the broadcast, they were one of the top teams in the country in terms of field goal shooting and three-point shooting. They were outstanding tonight. 49% from the field, 27 out of 55. And they came into the game at 50% on the season. So they definitely lived up to their billing. Three-point shooting, Carthage was deadly tonight. 7 of 9 from three-point range. and that was a huge part in the victory. And not so many the number of points, the number of three-pointers, but when they occurred. Most of the time, they occurred after Hope had made a run, and that those three-pointers stopped those Hope runs and helped Carthage reestablish momentum. The Flying Dutch shot 37%, 22 out of 60. They were 11 of 24 from three-point range, and in the second half, they were 7 of 12 from distance. Free throw shooting, Carthage 11 of 17, the Flying Dutch 12 out of 14. Here's an irony. Hope won last night despite being out-rebounded by 10. Tonight, the Flying Dutch won the battle on the glass by 6, 39 to 33, including 17 offensive rebounds. Turnovers in the game, 15 for the Flying Dutch, 13 for the Lady Reds. Looking at the scoring in the contest, first for Carthage, they were led by Michelle Wenzel, the first-team All-CCIW forward. She was outstanding tonight. She played all but 1 minute. She had 18 points, 14 rebounds, 6 baskets, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Stephanie Kuzmatic, the two-time CCIW Player of the Year, 16 points, 14 of them in the second half. She also had 4 assists. Christy Schmidt had 12 points, 5 baskets, 2 free throws for her. Casey Kleiner, off the bench, she took 4 shots. She made all 4. 3 of them were triples. She ends up with 11 off in 20 minutes of action. Erin Quinn had 9 points, 3 baskets, 1 of those a triple, 2 of 2 from the line, and she had 7 assists in 33 minutes of action. Haley Stursik took 2 shots. They were both threes. She made them both. She ended up with 6. Alexis Hahn, Gabby Chapa, Taylor Boardman did not score for the Lady Reds, adding up to 72 points. For the Flying Dutch of Hope, who end their season at 28-1, they were led by Brittany Berry, the senior from Grand Rapids Catholic Central. She had 16 points, all of them, in the second half, 4 baskets, 3 triples, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Maura McAfee, playing on a bad ankle and playing through foul trouble, played only 25 minutes, still ended up with 14 points and 16 rebounds. She's back next year. She's got 2 more years left in a Flying Dutch uniform. Anna Kaufman, one of the 4 seniors, 13 points, 7 assists tonight, and only 2 turnovers in 27 minutes. She had 3 three-point baskets tonight. Megan Kelly, another senior, she had 3 three-point baskets tonight, ended up with 9 points. Mandy Traversa, who sparked that second-half run that got the Carthage, cut the Carthage lead from 15 down to 3, had 6 points, and she had both of her three-pointers during that run. 5 points for Elizabeth Perkins. She's a freshman. She'll be back next year. Hannah Dole had 2 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists in 31 minutes of action. Kelsey Masseron, another senior, had 1 basket tonight. She ends up with 2 points. Melissa LaRue did not score. Autumn Anderson did not score, adding up to a final total of 67 for the Flying Dutch. Updating you on the game in St. Louis, Calvin College has clinched a berth in the Sweet 16. They beat Wash U tonight in St. Louis, 83-75, so the Knights go to 24-5. Jordan Brink, 27 points, 11 rebounds for the Knights. Austin Parks off the bench with 18 points, including 4 triples. Jordan Daly had a dozen. So Calvin is on to the Sweet 16. You know, first last night, they had a win over Wittenberg by 15, and now they beat the host Wash U team tonight by 8. So Calvin advancing to the Sweet 16. So we have one team from the MIAA still left. In case you were wondering about the game at DeVos tonight, between Wheaton and Penn State Barron, it was all Wheaton in the second half as the Thunder defeated Penn State Barron, the team that knocked Hope out of the tournament last night in overtime, the final 68-40. Well, with this game, we bring to a close our coverage of Hope College sports for the 2013-2014 season, and so many people to thank. Many thanks to Alan Babbitt, the new sports information director at Hope. He had some absolutely gigantic shoes to fill when he took over for Tom Renner, and he has filled those shoes very admirably. And thanks to Alan all season for his support in supplying us with all the statistics and making all the logistical arrangements. He helped set everything up for us this weekend to make it possible to come down here. Thank you, Alan, for all your help. Tom Renner, as always, he's across the way from us, punching up, typing up the game notes right now and getting ready to put it on the website. And, Tom, what can you say about the job Tom Render has done for so many years at Hope College? Many thanks to the athletic directors at Hope, Tim Schoonfeld and Eva Dean Folkert. They provided administrative support all season long for us, and we certainly appreciate their efforts. And certainly would not be possible without the help and support from the coaches. Of course, Dean Kreps during football season and basketball season, Matt Neal for the men, Brian Morehouse for the women, and they've always been kind to join us on Friday mornings during our WHTC in the morning show be interviewed and have some of their players come on and join us so we can learn a bit more about them and as more about the Hope College program. And thanks to all you folks at Hope College for your support all season long. Also, many thanks tonight to folks here at Carthage College. Steve Maravich doing a great job as the Sports Information Director and all their administrative staff here, and they certainly made our job a lot easier tonight as well. Thanks to Lindsay Michaels back at the studio tonight, but our broadcast wouldn't be possible without many of our other support people as well. Holly Rose doing a great job running the board during games as well, and Chris Allen as well. Chris Allen, Brent Allen and Dan Spatafore, our support people, our management people, and Kevin Oswald, our sales manager for 92.7 The Van and 1450 WHTC, and the folks at Midwest Communications. That's going to do it for the Crown Motors postgame show and conclude the 2013-2014 season of basketball coverage. From Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tarboro Arena, this is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Lady Reds of Carthage College, 72, the Flying Dutch of Hope College, 67.